Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. So welcome back to another edition of Trendy presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Brett, hubris, thy name is Toby. I came out and talked all sorts of trash to you on Wednesday about taking a zero on Monday's episode, and I followed it up with a bagel of my own in hilarious fashion. Thunders blow out the Spurs. I can't get that last Luka turnover. Magic get blown out by the Bucks. And then worst of all, the Marlins top the mighty Yankees 5-2 for their second win of the season. I put my own gunk on all of those bets. So you have a chance to come back. You did get Xander yesterday on birdies. It is 8.1 to 3.9. How are you feeling heading into our final showdown of the week?
Pretty good, actually. Fleetwood and Neiman have pretty good shots at the top 10. Unfortunately, Fleetwood dropped a couple shots to end his round this morning, or his first round this morning, because they were on a slight delay. But I feel like if I can get two out of those three top 10 bets, I got a good chance to catch you and maybe even win here.
Yeah, and you do have those outstanding, and they are high numbers, right? You're like plus 240, plus 340 in that range.
Neiman's plus 240, Lowry was plus 360, and I think Fleetwood was plus 320 or 340. So, yeah, if I get those, I'll be in good shape.
Lowry's lingering. I did tail you on that one, but that was a good bet. I'm enjoying watching him on the round yesterday and, of course, over the weekend. So that is what I want to talk to you about this morning, Brett. Before we jump into our bets, I know you're about to give out a lot more Masters picks. We talked on Wednesday about the ways you bet golf, but now you have like an extra day of information. So golf is wonderful in that regard. I guess like baseball's the only like close equivalent where you get constant information each day. Like there's not days off in between, but baseball, the pitcher matchups change. So golf, like you could take round one, what you learned from round one, apply it to the weekend. So is there anything you took away from the first round of play that's going to inform your picks today and what you do in DFS and what you gamble on through Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that the winds are not going to die down later in the day like they're supposed to. That was the big projection, is that it was supposed to just be windy early Friday morning, and now these guys are going to have to deal with it all day, which means that the group that's going to finish towards the end of the day today isn't going to get an advantage. So the weather thing is huge in golf. I mean, that's a really big thing. How, you know, the start, like, I mean, for example, the wave that got out right after the storms, where the course was a little bit softer, were all the guys like Scotty and Bryson who just kind of took off and shot up the leaderboard. Max Homa was the only guy really in that second wave who had to finish the round early this morning, who ended up kind of playing well and being in the top five. So it's going to be interesting to see how the weather affects this. I mean, last year, Brooks Koepka came out and said that Augusta was the firmest and hardest that he's seen it in over 10 years. And so this is going to be another one of those things where the wind is going to dry this course out and we're going to see some crazy numbers. Shouts to the guy in my one and done pool who put Brian Harman in last night when he was 2 under, and then Brian Harman shot 47 on the back nine. It's now 9 over for the tournament. So that dude's going to wake up. He's probably a West Coaster. That dude's going to wake up and scroll the leaderboard and wonder what happened to Brian Harman. But I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're going to see a lot of big numbers. The cut was projected at plus two. The Masters has got a pretty limited cut. But it's already looking like it's a 40% chance that it's going to move to 4 over. So I think we're going to see high scores. I think we're going to see very limited birdies. I mean, there aren't very many holes to take advantage of in Augusta anyways. And if the wind holds up and the course firms up, I think those under birdie bets, like the Xander bets, I would love those. The overs, yeah, of guys shooting a 1 over or better, I will love those. So kind of seeing what the weather forecast brings, seeing how the course dries out, is definitely going to be informative as to how you make your picks.
All right, well, we're not going to say his name for the rest of it because you're not putting any money on him. But did you take anything from Tiger's first round? Is there anything to gamble on, anything worth following with the name, the biggest name in all of golf, and how he's going to do for the rest of the weekend?
He's pretty darn determined to set this cut record. I mean, he does not look good. I watched a little bit of his round when I woke up this morning as he finished up. he looks stiff. He looks like he's hurting. I mean, his body is just broken at this point. He's got that ankle thing from the car accident. His low back has been a problem now for the last few weeks. But he, like, the look of determination on his face to get this cut record, I would not bet against it. I mean, he's not going to contend. Like, I think his body's way too broken. He might even do the same thing where he's done it, where he makes the cut and withdraws. But I mean, he's going to have to walk 23 holes today on that bad leg with that bad back. And he looked like he's aged 5 years or 50 years since he won 5 years ago in 2019. So for Tiger, I would not bet against his determination getting him over the cut. If there's decent money, I haven't looked at it. If they still have live odds to bet him to make the cut, I would not bet against that. Is he going to go low? Is he going to get in contention? Probably not. But the dude is determined to make the cut, so I would not put that past Tiger Woods.
Okay, well, let's move past a legend, but maybe somebody is moving into the final phase of his career. He's going to be compared with Freddie Couples for the next 20 years playing at Augusta after he no longer has that cut to worry about, and he can just whack the ball around like Freddie is. What else did you kind of take away? What did you think of Bryson? Was Bryson the big surprise from day one, or was there somebody else that's a headline that you want to bring up for everybody?
No, Bryson actually wasn't. He's very noticeably trimmed down. And he's a weird guy. He's kind of like a scientist. All his clubs are like the same length. So even his wedges are like the same length as like his 3-iron, putter, all that kind of stuff. So he's a mechanic really out there. But the big thing with him is he seems like he's recommitted his body to like compete in these events again, you know, after he won the US Open in 2020. And he just mashes the ball. Now, last year he gained strokes off the tee, but missed the cut. This year he gained strokes off the tee again, but he was hitting his approach shots well, and he gained 3.5 strokes putting on the green. So the Bryson thing is interesting. I don't know if he's going to stay that hot. Like, he's traditionally an above average putter, but gaining, like, he would gain almost, you know, 14 plus strokes over the course of the tournament if he stays this hot with the putter, which seems unsustainable to me. But I think he's going to be up there to contend. I'm not actually super shocked at that. The Homa thing is really interesting. His highest finish here was T40. And the weird part about it is, like, Homa's game makes sense for Augusta. He's a really well-rounded player. He hits it long off the tee. He's got good approach play. He's got a great putter with good touch around the greens. So he has the game to compete here, but, like, he never has. He missed cuts in two out of the four times he's played. He never finished higher than T40. And then he just, like, took off in the first round today. I am super curious to see whether his history will play out and he will slowly fade back down the leaderboard, or if, like, the state of his game, something has changed with his approach that he's ready to contend, because his game says he should be able to play well here at Augusta. So I'm really interested to see what Max Homa does. And then, I mean, Scotty is just incredible. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. Like, you got to all reverence to Tiger. You got to start recognizing that this guy is going to be the next potential great. Young guy, still in his mid-20s. He absolutely dominated. He was bogey-free yesterday, which is crazy when he shot 6-under. Like, this dude is the next Tiger. Like, you're going to go into every event that he plays. He is going to be the odds-on favorite by a mile, and it's going to be hard to bet against him.
All right, well, I have a bet that combines all three names that you just brought up, and I will get to it right after this break.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, Brett, despite my bagel on Wednesday, I still do have a lead on you, so I'm going to claim honors. And to pay off that tease, I'm going right into my heart pick, where you could get Scottie Scheffler as the top North American at a plus number as of taping. That was plus 100, but that was not enough for me, sir. I am going to pair that with Jon Rahm as the top Spaniard. If you put Scottie Scheffler as the top North American with Jon Rahm as the top Spaniard, you get all the way to plus 200. And not only do I love this because Scotty and Rahm are both excellent golfers with a lot of success here at Augusta, you also get to fade the pre-mentioned Bryson DeChambeau and Max Homa. And while you might not have been surprised by Beefy Bryson, I am more than happy to get my money down on Captain, well, he's not Captain America, I guess that's Brooks, but the best American golfer against this weirdo, this freaking weirdo who is, I don't know. I mean, like, what's the best way to describe him? He's the Elon Musk of golf. He does nothing. He used to be like somewhat cool. He broke onto the scene. It's like, oh, he's doing things different. He's interesting. Like, this guy's going to make flamethrowers and be wacky. And then he, you know, Musk buys Twitter and goes insane. And DeChambeau does the exact same thing. And so as long as he just wants to be a tinkerer, as long as he wants to be a scientist, ironically, what it's done more than anything else is cut into his consistency. And I am not buying this over four rounds. So if I'm going to get Scheffler at plus 100 to topple Bryson, who could go out and shoot an 80 today, like no problem. No problem whatsoever. Would you fall out of your chair if Bryson DeChambeau shot an 80 today? I personally would not. And then Max Homa, as you mentioned, is best finishes T40. And you're getting this incredible player to beat those two. And I'm not buying, you know, what like the Shipleys or the Connors or the Youngs of the world. I think it's a three-man race for top North American. And then I get to fade Sergio. I should have failed you on Wednesday. I regret not failing you on Wednesday. I hate this guy. I get no joy out of watching him. And Jon Rahm is going to crush him. Jon Rahm is a vastly superior golfer. So to pair those two together, plus 200, I love this heart bet.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good one. I mean, when you're comparing Sergio, when the race is between Sergio and Rahm with a stroke between them after round one, That's a pretty good bet to take Aramis, top Spaniard. Unless you're out there and you're a Jose Maria Olazabal truther, that's a really good bet. So that's going to be tough for me. I might have to tail that one. Man, geez, I have to think about that. That's going to be close for me. But yeah, as far as my heart bet goes, I mean, this dude is close to my heart just because he's like a psycho. I love it. Tyrell Hatton is one of the most enjoyable golfers to watch. He basically hides nothing on the course. He will swear on the course. He will get mad at himself. He will talk to himself. He looks like a crazy person standing outside of a public library. Like, he is just a weirdo on the Jordan Spieth level of just kind of entertaining in the fact that he is. But he has played really well. Another dude that, like Homa, has the game to compete at Augusta, but hasn't yet. And he's plus 140 to finish in the top five. He's currently one under right now at T14. So he's three shots out of the top five right now. But that's Danny Willett, who's at minus four, who actually holds the fifth spot alone. So I have a feeling Danny Willett's going to come back down to earth, especially since he's coming off shoulder surgery. But Hatton is a really good player. Data Golf has him as their 10th best player in the rankings, even after he moved to LIV. And he was a crappy loss for the PGA Tour. Like, this dude was going to win some events. He was really coming into his own. He was playing super well before when he left the tour. He's had rounds. I think it was like the Genesis last year where he shot like 62 on a Sunday, almost came back from like seven strokes to win. Like, this dude can go low. He can get hot. He can match Scottie Scheffler. And he can definitely have some low rounds in these tournaments where these guys are going to be backing up. So I like getting him at a plus number to finish in the top five when he's only a couple strokes off.
Yep. I've got no issue with that one, but there's one I like a little bit better later. So let's get off of Augusta for just a second. I know you're going to bring us back there. That's where all of your bets lie today and for most of this week. But heading over to the Diamond for just a moment, I am backing the Orioles tonight on the run line against the Brewers at the minus 1.5. The Orioles are plus 180. And the Orioles have covered the run line in seven of their eight wins this year and are coming off a three-game set with Boston where they covered all three with ease, winning by a combined 14 runs. They look like a 100-win team to me, and they just keep getting stronger as they bring these prospects up. It was really fun to watch all that footage of Jackson Holliday as a small kid already like ripping the ball and with a strong arm making cross field throws. It did make me realize that my girls probably are not going to make the show because they do not look like that, but I mean, nobody really does, and it's awesome to see it pay off all these years later. And they get five inning Freddy Peralta, and the Brewers are coming in. The Orioles have a little bit of a disadvantage on the hump, but as a result, it means you're getting this awesome number at plus 180, and you could double your payday versus just taking the money line straight up. So I think they're going to thump him. And I'm actually starting to think about Brett just long-term. We don't have to talk about it too much now, but long-term, I am starting to think about playing Dodgers, Yankees, Orioles, Braves blind every single night as they can easily put up like 7-8 runs at any given time, which makes them pretty easy to cover a run line versus a money line, no matter who the pitcher is, and just see how that goes as a portfolio bet. Need a little bit more data, might just do it on the road, but those lineups are all scary. They all have a chance to win 100 games. And if they're going to win 100 games, like, you're going to come out ahead if you're on the run line every night.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You have me almost convinced because I copped to this before, but I'm Ron Burgundy, and I typed in a player thinking their name was Jen Quintero, I think it was, and then it was supposed to be Jose because it was in your email, and I didn't think double check it because you're so thorough. The fact that I knew that the Orioles called up this kid is telling me that he's really good. Like, if I'm hearing about it, given my past with how I've done with baseball names, he clearly is going to be an elite guy, and adding him to a team that already was looking pretty good, that Jen kind of, I mean, she was getting behind him when she came on the show last week, you know, basically saying that's going to be one of her teams in the AL East to bet for the futures to win. You got me, I'm going to wait here, but I you have me very leaning towards tailing that pick right there, although I think at this point I have to fail something, so I'll have to hold off. But for my head pick, I'm not going to dive into the numbers, Toby, because I don't really need to with this head pick, even though it's supposed to be a numbers-based pick. Here's the number I have. Scottie Scheffler is the number one player in the world. Unlike most of these other guys, unlike most of these other guys, he doesn't go backwards. He doesn't play rounds over par. He is one shot off the lead at a tournament he's already won behind a guy, as you mentioned, is very capable of shooting 76-76 over the next couple of days and playing himself right out of the tournament. And he is a plus money to win even after day one. Scottie Scheffler is plus 140 to win the Masters. I just think this is one of those things where you need to get your heart and some of the things that you want to see in this exciting tournament and this random winner or whatever it is, and just be like, yeah, best player in the world, one stroke off the lead, has a game where he doesn't move backward and play rounds over par, and he's plus money to win. Scottie Scheffler, plus 140.
Yeah, I love the simplicity of it. I like my best American a little bit better because it allows for a little more room for error with not that big of a drop-off and payoff. And obviously, if he wins the tournament, he's going to be the top American. But are you concerned at all with the labor story, right? Like, he could withdraw if he had to, if his wife goes into labor. I thought about that before I put my bet in. Does that concern you in terms of determining if he's going to be a winner?
I mean, not really. I guess the word is that she's not even due for another 2 to 3 weeks, so it would be a premature labor that would call him out. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I guess I can't really comment too much on this.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really not. I'm not an OBGYN or anything. So I think you would probably be overthinking it if you were going to do that, because, I mean, you only have a couple a day window at this point now. If you're putting a bet in on Scotty, because you'll hear this show will come out Friday afternoon. So you basically have 2.5 days that you have to avoid a woman going into labor almost 2 weeks early. So yeah. the odds of that seem pretty small. I also find it hard to believe, and I don't want to question Scotty. I'm sure he's very committed to his wife. If he's in contention on Sunday morning and she goes into labor, like, is the dude really going to just be like, F my final round at the Masters? Yeah. I don't know.
It's a smart, savvy play for him, right? Like, he gets the good PR from saying, oh, what a good guy. He would walk out on the biggest tournament in the world in the lead with, like, a low opportunity. He would have to pay that off versus, like, the PR for someone like Bryson and the LIV guys. Like, it's really smart by Scotty. I salute him for it. Not to say that he wouldn't do it, but whether he would do it or not, it is smart to put the message out into the world and have it be one of the top stories on ESPN either way.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, but again, I also just – these guys live – to win majors and set records and be like Tiger. And if he was like, you know, 5 shots back on Sunday and like she went into labor, or he was like, you know, 10 shots off the lead or something, I would see him do that. If he's leading the Masters tomorrow or Sunday and she goes into labor, this guy's going to pass up a chance at an event that comes out once a year to do that. I mean, he's got a private jet he can rent. Boom, finish your round. You're flying out, you're seeing your kid. Bang, you're back. Walk out of the tee like normal Americans that take golf trips. Grab your golf bag. You got the carousel. Yeah. Go in the lift. Go to the course. Play around.
Like normal Americans taking PJs back and forth to walk out on a golf course. You sure you're not a doctor? Sound like one there. All right, on the heater side, we don't have to talk about this one much, even though we're probably the national show that has spent the most of the amount of time talking about the Spurs instead of like the Celtics in the last 2 weeks. But it's a good tonight. I got the Spurs at plus 13, minus 110. They get arrested Wemby. They are playing a rolling Nuggets team, but that Nuggets team could absolutely win by 9 points and let me cover my bet here. So I think Wemby shows out in one of his last performances of the year. I think that's enough to keep it close, and 13 seems like a lot. I'm happy to have this one.
Yeah, I mean, the Spurs bet didn't pay off last night, but you've done really well with this. I mean, you could even go down with this one again. I think you'd be very profitable on this bet. Sure. Going to hear your last one. Got to see. I'm trying to figure out which one. I know I think I have to fail for game theory reasons. And so far, I don't like failing any of your picks right now. So this is going to be a problem. Right. Yeah, well, I mean, I've already given out my heater, so I guess I'll skip to the cred pick, which is Matt Fitzpatrick top 20 is even money. Fitz was 3 under going into 17 yesterday, and then weirdly his short game, which is the strength of his game, let him down. He had a couple really poor pitches on 17 and 18 and then missed the following putts, dropped a couple of strokes late, but he's played really, really well at Augusta here. A top 20 is not a huge ask for a tournament that's probably not going to have a ton of movement, because guys aren't going to be firing super low scores to like leap people. And Fitz is a grinder, like the US Open champ. The dude has a great preparation. He's very even keeled in these rounds. He's played really well at Augusta. He's got a bunch of top 20 finishes. It seems weird you're getting even money for him to do so when he's already sitting at one under. I mean, I just kind of feel like this is a rat line in some ways because he's T14 already and they're anticipating this guy to go backwards. So I don't know. It feels weird, but for now it's my cred pick because it just seems like a really strong choice.
I'm tailing you. Like I, for all the same reasons you already gave out, which, and I had the exact same reaction. I was like, wait a second, the guy's already in this position. He's shown a propensity to only move forward. And I don't think that, you know, people are going to zoom past him and it's a plus. Like, okay, I will throw my gunk on top of your gunk and see if we can gunk up his round.
Fit. We're going to ruin Fitz right now. So it's going to happen. He's going to miss the cut like Brian Harmon style.
Well, let's see if I can ruin the Braves. Because Marlins, I dare you to beat me twice this week at my cred pick. Because I am taking the Braves -1.5 at -110 tonight. They are taking a trip down to Miami where Miami doesn't really have a home field advantage. But now the Braves get to bat in the ninth to help me cover my my run line. They have Max Fried on the hump, who is due for some regression in a positive way. As the guy with the sparkling 3.13 career ERA is currently sitting at 18 on the year. Like him to get right tonight against this struggling Marlins lineup. And of course the Marlins are sending out a bad pitcher, and you know how I know that? Because he pitches for the Marlins. They're all bad. They are 2-11. Their ERA is trash. Their batting average is trash. I like my odds for the best team, regular season team in baseball, the team hitting over 300 to get right after getting embarrassed by the Mets yesterday at only -110.
Oh man. So to fail your cred pick, I have to take the Marlins.
You take the Marlins. Yep, that's right.
This is gross. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I guess I'll fail the Spurs and take the best team that you probably mentioned. I can't fail Scotty, and I'm not going to fail Rom. Yeah, I guess I'll just fail the Spurs pick. I guess I have to.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, this is.
I love putting you in a
what a gross so cred fun. Bet. You make me have to pick the Marlins. Oh,
all right,
disgusting. All right, yeah, I guess I'm failing Nuggets. I guess that's where I have no choice. That's really the only thing I could possibly feel good about is the Nuggets just blasting the Spurs tonight. So,
all right, well, you screwed up my Wemby bet. Well, Wemby didn't play, but you screwed up my Spurs bet against the Thunder by following it. Now you have blessed it by failing. Yes, I feel great about that tonight. Me, listeners, because we are well aligned on this one. All right, let's go ahead, take our break, do the Second Guess Express, and get out of here on our Express Edition on here on Friday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Brett, you and I obviously have some golf to watch as people are out on the course right now. And why do 45 minutes when you could do 25 on a Masters Friday? For Second Guess Express, I've been going first so far. What do you have? What's your final Masters play for the week?
The soft spot for the old man, Lucas Glover. +320 to top 20 at the Masters. He's never really played well here. But you can argue, even though he's won a major, this is probably the best he's ever played coming into Augusta. He's not a long hitter, which is going to hurt him, but the course is going to firm up so much he's probably going to get some roll. He's a very accurate driver and a great approach player. His putter was almost derailing his career, and then he switched to kind of one of the broomstick putters, and he's turned it around and been an average putter for the most part instead of just hemorrhaging strokes and missing a ton of short putts. So he's 3-1. He's already 1-under right now. Like I said, I don't think there's just going to be a lot of movement on this leaderboard unless guys take big numbers. And so the 3-1 to just kind of hang around this top 20 is pretty good to me for Lucas Glover. I feel like I'm going to really regret not making that a cred pick for me, because I'm going to need all the help I can get to catch you.
Yep. All right. Well, you've now given it an extra boost by making it your second guess express, leaving it on your betting bench.
Going to be the only one that hits for me.
And so, but for my second guess, I am double dipping from Covered in Glory. I would have put this as my cred pick, but you know, I already used it against you once, and there's some sort of double jeopardy thing here where I feel like I shouldn't use it against you twice. But go listen to Covered in Glory for the full analysis. And it is my very best thing I bet, friends. My very best thing I bet. It is a corner bet in the world of footy. Anybody who listens to Covered in Glory knows I have been uncannily accurate in these. I only give them out about once a month, and I'm giving it out to my wider audience here on Trender today. It is the Newcastle and Tottenham game. You can play an SGP of Newcastle over 4.5 corners with Tottenham over 3.5 corners at +105. And the reason I love corner bets so much is goals are somewhat fluky, but corners are a little bit more predictive that flow out of game style and style of play. And Tottenham plays this wide open, insane game where they play a high line where they're constantly sprinting back to try to defend against their goalie and breakaways, which leads to a fair number of corners as they concede over six a game. Newcastle has really struggled being in Europe this year. It's really cut into their depth, and we're seeing it late here in the season. Their defense is a shell of what it was this time last year, so they are also conceding a whole lot of corners. So you put two ragged defenses together in a wide open game, and I found the way that I find to best profit on it, which is this SGP. You could play the over on total corners, but the total corners you'd have to bet on 11 corners and you get a minus number. This way you can sneak in at only 9 corners with a plus number as long as they split them fairly evenly.
And for anybody that doesn't listen to Covered in Glory but listens to Toby here, he's very good at corner bets, so maybe bet that one IRL.
Yep. All right. Well, bet them all if you want to, but my record on Wednesday says maybe stay away. We'll see. I feel much better about today than I did about Wednesday, which is not a great sign, given that the weekend is long and full of terrors. But the network is not full of terrors, Brett. We had another great week here. Hench and Sheck did a great episode on Monday, and then Chris Long came back for his second appearance on Thursday as they continue to dive into which player you would like from your team's history if you could pull them in a time machine and draft them instead of the current crop of people that we're going to see come into the league in 2 weeks. Martin and Mark did a lot on the NCAA tournament, wrapping up both the men's and the women's, and started looking forward to the playoffs. And of course, you and I did Covered in Glory, where not only did we do three of the Premier League games this weekend, we jumped way forward and did two Champions Leagues for next week, which is must watch television. We talked about it here on Trendy on Monday. I'm telling you, dear friends, it absolutely paid off on any hype that we gave it, and the second legs had the potential to be even better. So tune into those on Wednesday and get ready for them now on Covered in Glory. So Brett, you'll be back behind the glass next week. Great having you in front of it this week. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
No, just go on my bets so I don't set the record low. don't want the record low. I don't want that hanging over my head. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I think you just need one so you don't set the record. So you got 8 bets outstanding. You just need one to come through. I believe in you, pal. Eddie Spaghetti will be here next week to get us ready for the NHL playoffs. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy all the great sports. We will see you on Monday. Take care, everyone.